Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard and into the night, early morning hours, Sports Overnight America, Thursday into a Friday. Across the country and around the globe, iHeart, tune in, and again, around the globe, on the American Forces Radio Network. Dominic Jimenez produces as we come to you live from rainy, windswept Boston, Massachusetts, but let me tell you something. Boston Garden, normally illuminated by the Celtics and Bruins, it is NCAA East Regional as we get down to the Final Four in each of the regionals. So we will spend a lot of time on the college buckets tonight, but there's a ton going on. There really is. I mean, even the NCAA hockey had some juice out in Springfield, Massachusetts, about 100 miles from where I sit. Great game between Denver and UMass. We'll give you a little breakdown on that. But, listen, opening day in baseball. I mean, you gotta get that into the mix, right? Huh? Come on. Major League Baseball, Ohtani, 2-for-2. Mookie Betts a homer. Freddie Freeman a blast. Mike Trout, which was kind of interesting. Of course, you know, they had the Angels had Ohtani. And, of course, he goes up the freeway to Los Angeles with the Dodgers. And Trout hits a moonshot to get the Angels off and running in the first. Didn't last. They got smoked by the Orioles, who sent a flare, I think, to baseball here on opening day. We're gonna hit the baseball. We're gonna score a lot of runs. Peter Angelos, their, you know, polarizing owner, died this week, and I'm sure a moment of silence today. I didn't catch a lot of the baseball. I mean, it's just been all hands on deck. Basketball, getting ready for it. But Peter Angelos, gone, owner of the Orioles, has passed away. New ownership group quickly approved. Orioles are going to be interesting to follow in Major League Baseball, in the AL East in particular. So away we go. And a little bit later on, tomorrow probably, and certainly Saturday, Rochelle Mazzoni, who works at the Union Oyster House here in Boston. You know, the Pack Your Car, Fenway Pack. I mean, just some really funny stuff. And she works at the fabled Union Oyster House across the way from the Garden. And we're going to get a little three-minute chat with her, which is really, really going to be a lot of fun. No time to do that today. We get it going. Major League Baseball opening day. NCAA Final Fours across the weekend. Caitlin Clark, the gals as well. We get it going here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it in.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, coming to you live from Boston, across the way from the Garden, Boston TD Bank North Garden. We'll be there tonight. Listen, college basketball folks, you're going to be rewarded for staying up late tonight. Eastern time zone, Midwest, West Coast, I don't care. You're going to be rewarded. As we've got four games tonight, Clemson, Arizona, these are out in Los Angeles, and then Alabama, North Carolina, where you got the 4-1 seed. Alabama the 4, Carolina the 1. That'll be a 9:39 Eastern tip. We got a 10:09 tip here in Boston, of all places. Number 2 seed Iowa State. Cyclones taking on 3 seed Illinois. This could be an absolute rock fight of a game. The defense against high-flying offense. Terrence Shanter polarizing. Iowa State, well-coached, Brad Underberg, Big 10, Big 12. I mean, there is storylines aplenty across the way. It'll all start tonight. We'll get the early tip, 7:09 Eastern, into the night. Of course, we'll give you scores and analysis on Sports Overnight America. But Clemson has really been kind of flying under the radar screen. NC State, an 11 seed, they'll get underway tomorrow in their region. But Clemson is 6 seed. You know, Arizona, Tommy Lloyd, they got a lot of pressure on themselves. Arizona's been one of these, not a whirling dervish, but, you know, just kind of a program that'll put together some really nice regular season numbers. You look at their win totals. You look at, you know, their style of play, who they play, who they beat, faltering a little bit down the stretch before the Pac-12 tournament. And, you know, and then, of course, the NCAA tournament. Here they are with 2 wins under their belt. But this Clemson team, P.J. Hall is a, you know, monster, 6'10", goes about 240, 250, yeah, 260, actually. This is going to be interesting. But that Arizona team, they were kind of my cheeky, you know, team to kind of circle around. And I picked them to win the whole thing. I don't bet, so I'm glad about that. But, you know, Arizona, I'll stick with them. But it's a very tepid feeling I have about this team. So we shall see. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised at all tonight. Early on, we get a Clemson. We get that out of town scoreboard, and that's one of the beauties of this tournament. You know, you'll hunker down in the Boston Garden. You'll keep an eye on those out of town scores, and then the lift litter here in Boston is UConn, and their fans are here. We are, you know, listen, right down the road, a border state. Connecticut, Massachusetts do border themselves all the way out to the western part of Massachusetts and Connecticut, and of course around the Springfield, Enfield area, and then you know down towards Worcester, you get you know, you get a little dip of Connecticut before Rhode Island ends, you know, enters the fray. So here we go with San Diego State Connecticut rematch of the national championship final from a year ago. Connecticut fully focused. You know, they're not buying into this storyline revenge or anything like this. They say, look, we're a double digit favorite. We've got, you know, a unbelievably talented and monster still developing Donovan Klingon, the 7'2" freshman center from Bristol, Connecticut, who, you know, he was illuminating ESPN across town as a high school player. And here he is with his, you know, beloved Huskies. So let's see what the Aztecs got. They come clear across the country. I would say they're going to have a smattering of fans. I didn't see maybe one or two, you know, a little San Diego State logoed gear across the way. Connecticut's everywhere. We see Illinois here. And, of course, Iowa State has never, ever not traveled well. I mean, they get to this level, they travel. I hearken back a lot of years ago. Larry Eustace, Auburn Hills, Michigan, regional final, Mateen Cleaves, Izzo's Michigan State Spartans, home cooking in Palace at Auburn Hills, and had them dead to right. Had Michigan State beaten. Instead, they forgot to finish. They didn't finish. Controversial call. Eustace, you know, needed to pipe town, didn't, if memory serves, teed up a disaster. And there was no Final Four, which I think would have been in Indianapolis that year, too. It was a tough pill to swallow. But that's where we go on this opening night, this Thursday into a Friday. And then, of course, we sneak ahead to Friday, and I'll stay on the men's theme. And we got a boatload. We got the baseball stuff we got to get to, but Duke and Houston will headline on Friday night. And listen, that's going to be a late one too. I mean, some of these start times, and listen, I'm not stupid. I know why they do this. Yeah. They're not afraid of 10 o'clock starts after 10:09 tip tonight in Boston, and a 9:39 tip. When Duke and Houston get together in Dallas, it shouldn't surprise you that we need the West Coast. CBS and the cluster of TV networks that they own, True, TNT, TBS, the West Coast is heavily populated. They, you know, I mean, you're not gonna shun the LA market. You're not gonna shun San Francisco. You're not gonna shun any of the West Coast. So hence the start times. You gotta bring. Listen, if you're starting games at 7:39, let's 4:30. It's drive time on the West Coast. So that late start, obviously, a marquee, hotly contested game. They're going to put a late start on it, whether we like it or not. North Carolina State Marquette, this one as well. This will get the early start. This is a Cinderella with the Wolfpack. Marquette has got Kolick, the guard, the Rhode Island kid who's just playing well, and he's healthy, obviously. He missed a boatload of games. And let me tell you something, Golden Eagles really, really struggled. And Shaka's got them playing really good right now. Two seed, don't forget. So we shall keep our eyes on that one in Detroit. And then Gonzaga. Oh, wait a second. I want to see if I got that right. Do I have Marquette in Detroit, or do I have – I get caught on these little details. It's Dallas, so let's get my head into the ball game, T-Row. Let's go. How about Gonzaga, Purdue? You know, Purdue, again, passed the litmus test. You know, you blow out a Mississippi State. That doesn't get people's attention. What does get your attention is Zach Eddy's putting up just buku numbers right now. Painter seems to really have settled in. He's got this team really feeling good about themselves. They're playing in Detroit. They're going to be very, very difficult to knock out. They're a one seed. It should be that way. But Gonzaga, there's something about this team you just can't ignore. And you can't because of the guy who's coaching them, and that's Mark Few. And no pun intended, there are a few that can stay on par with this guy. He's an extremely talented coach. He does a nice job. Gonzaga's got a great history and lineage. Tell you what Few does that Few do, and his teams always come prepared. Rarely do you see them come out ill-prepared. They're always prepared. And then this one, too, and this again, it's late. It fits the mold of Iowa State, Illinois on Thursday when you have Creighton and Tennessee colliding. And here you have Rick Barnes whose team is just continues to play, you know, just smart basketball. They're not fancy. They can run it up and down the court. They can slow it down and play the half court. They shake off a bad sequence. You know, if they go 8-9 minutes, they don't stay down long. He never panics. Rick Barnes been around Providence, Clemson, Texas, and now Tennessee. He doesn't panic. He just stays composed. He knows he's got talented kids. He knows he's got 40 minutes of basketball. And Tennessee, again, a very solid 2 seed. This one ought to be a really solid game. You know, and Creighton's been just, you know, you're waiting. A year ago, you know, a head-scratching loss. You know, they lose games. They play well, and they just don't finish well. And that'll be kind of a reputation they'll take into the game. But listen, the other night, last weekend, Sunday night, Oregon tied. Oregon comes on late. I said, Creighton's doing it again. They're going to blow a game. They have no business. This is an 11-seed Oregon team. What are they doing? And what did they do? They outscored Oregon 15-1 in overtime. So they're coming in on a high. They have the requisite guard play. They have the requisite experience coaching. You can say, despite some disappointments in tournament play, they've got the tournament pedigree and the tournament history. Should be very interesting to watch Creighton in Tennessee. That'll be on a Friday. All right, we'll do the women's stuff on the other side. Opening day in baseball, Ohtani off to a good start. Nick Martini lighting up the scoreboard in Cincinnati. We told you about the Orioles. We got a lot to get to. And don't forget, our podcast of these and all our shows are available 24/7 iHeartRadio for the podcast of Sports Overnight America. All right, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We roll on. Lots to get to. Women's draw. We get to it as we come back here on Sports Overnight America. We're live in Boston. Keep it here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, rarely do you see an NBA team or any team in any league as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell presented by Innovative Wellness in Clive, Iowa. Innovative Wellness dot center by Vanguard Utility Partners and by Iowa EPS Roadshow in Boston, NCAA East Regional semis tonight, finals over the weekend on Saturday. As we come to you live from Boston, rainy Boston, but it is indoors, obviously, at the Garden, away we go. Rarely do you see a team like the Houston Rockets. My Lord, 10 wins in a row, puts them 2 over .500. They're in the playoff conversation right now. Not quite there yet, but a little note. Again, just some news and notes as we roll through this sweep, the bottom of the hour here. We'll get to the women's draw here in a moment. You know, Caitlin Clark in the Ice Cube thing, which, you know, then you got former NBA players coming out saying, you know, in the Big Three, she's playing, you know, she's playing against men. We've seen it before with, I think, Lieberman and Lisa Leslie, and they're saying she wouldn't, Kenyon Martin saying she wouldn't score a point. I don't think she cares whether she scores a point. If Ice Cube's dumb enough to give her $5 million for 10 Saturdays, over the summer, so be it, right? So be it. We'll see. You know, yesterday, I didn't research it enough. I thought it was a women's thing, but it's not. It's men, and, you know, he's sprinkling a woman. Hey, look, he's trying to bring some advertising. He's trying to bring some exposure to the mix. You know, I don't know. $5 million, look, she's closing in on that number with all her endorsements. Now, today, you know, Caitlin Clark news comes out, you know, Olympic team, you know, she's going to get the, I don't know if it's a tryout, the appearance. And I thought the dates on that were weird. It's like before, it's like next week, you've got this Olympic situation in advance of potentially Iowa playing in the Final Four if they can ace the weekend in Albany, take care of Colorado, and take care of the winner of LSU-UCLA up at MVP Arena in Albany. The whole Olympic thing is disjointed, awkward, and it just comes across as, I don't know, kind of slighting and distracting a college player who may be vying for a national championship as she closes out her collegiate career. Just, it struck me as being odd, that's all. So I won't go crazy on that. Back to just some news and notes. You know, I'm with Nick Nurse and Kelly Oubre. The call in that Philly game, or the non-call against Paul George, I mean, my God. And why do we get these, you know, after the fact, post de facto, we get the videotape, and then the officials are apologizing. To me, these things are hollow. We stop games 1,000 times, in and out. I mean, it's unwatchable at times. The NBA and even some of these college games with all these reviews, it breaks up the momentum. It's a great, you know, fake timeout for teams. I saw it over the weekend in Brooklyn where the officials refused to review a few plays. And it almost felt like it was in the spirit of, oh, my God, this game is, you know, a 20-point deficit. You want us to stop the game? You know, you got national television, and you're going to go sit there and stand and look at a monitor for, you know, 3/4 of an hour? I mean, it's a joke. But listen, in a controversial game, Philly's trying to, you know, limp to the finish line. Embiid, you know, Nurse and Embiid are now saying, yes, he is going to play the final weeks of the, you know, couple of weeks of the regular season, so that'll tighten Philly up. But they blew the call. But then you get the official comes out, say, yeah, we blew the call. We apologize, okay? What good, you know? I mean, get the call right. Review it and get the call right. If that's what's going to be the modus operandi, then give us some rhyme or reason, would you please? And I go over to the Garden tonight in anticipation. You know, who knows? Maybe at the San Diego State-UConn's a hotly contested game. Illinois and Iowa State should be going that way. Why do I think we're going to be sitting there looking at monitors in a game which is going to start at 10:09 Eastern, has a good chance probably being 11:15, 11:20 halftime, 12:30, 12:20, you know, final horn, post-game interviews, you know, you're closing in on 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. But here you go. And a lot, also I'm saying, college games, listen, I've seen them go 2 hours and 10 minutes. Good game, regulation, no overtime, good game, well officiated, good night, drive safe. Other games, sat through one in Brooklyn, it seemed like it went on for a week. Went on for a week. Now, it was an overtime game, but Northwestern and Florida Atlantic, it just didn't want to end. And it was the first game of the weekend. It was just, come on, review after review after review. So, my pet peeve. Speaking of reviews, is there a quirkier, I mean, this whole thing now with A-Rod and Mark Lurie, their deal to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves and Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA is as dead can be. And I tell you, they should have known what they were getting into. And I have no dog in the fight, but the fact that Glenn Taylor is pulling out and saying they haven't met a deadline, and who knows, they had $300 million in hedge fund money to help them close the deal. That fell through. Dial Financial came by, said they would fund it. Lurie said, we're good to go. A-Rod and them said, we're good to go. We're going to close on the deal. Majority ownership. Did not happen. Glenn Taylor called it off today, issued a statement. Glenn Taylor's the biggest flake owner in the history of professional sports. Politician, owns media entities, newspaper. He's been politically active, farming in Northern Iowa, Springfield, Minnesota guy. I'm not going to attack the guy's character, but he is just, he's eccentric to an extreme. And this idea that A-Rod and Mark Lurie are surprised is more surprising than Glenn Taylor pulling the plug. He's kind of a goofball. He is very, very eccentric. But listen, he's in the shadows of $3 billion in net worth. Glenn Taylor does a lot of things right. What he doesn't do, and he's done this with other situations, is he doesn't bring a ton of, solidarity or a real firm grip on when he puts something on the market. It's always with the idea that, you know, he accepted installment payments. Now, isn't that the first little sign of weakness with Mark Lurie and A-Rod, given both of their financial wherewithal combined, that they had to get an installment plan? If you're doing business with Glenn Taylor, you need to hell with an installment plan. You're either going to buy it or you don't. And I think this really just put out a flare of weakness on the part of Lurie and Rodriguez. Anyways, it's not that big a deal. It's not going to grab headlines, but it sure is interesting. And, you know, Lurie and A-Rod came out with a statement saying we did what we were supposed to do. Who knows? And you know what? They probably did. But you know what? Until the deal closes, it's not a deal. Until that final payment changes hands, not a deal. And then when you look at Glenn Taylor's statement, his statement was, you know, it sounded like they were going to continue on in a minority capacity. And that is certainly not the case. So there you go. All right. When we pass the baton, obviously, to the women, they'll go Friday, Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. Listen, there's so many good possibilities. There really is. I mean, USC Baylor starting to think that game on the women's side, not getting much attention. How about UConn and Paige Buchers and Gino Auriemma? Boy, have we ignored this team, huh? I mean, when you see Connecticut in that lower right-hand side of the bracket and you see Duke as a 7 seed and Connecticut, and they're barely getting a sniff. I mean, we've been hit over the head with Caitlin Clark, and we understand why. And don't look now. The UCLA-LSU game looks like it's a coin toss. You've got characters on both sides, player-wise. Coaching-wise is interesting, obviously. You got the Mulkey situation with the Washington Post and just her overall demeanor and her approach is going to garner a lot of attention, obviously, in Albany. And then you've got Iowa, Colorado. And, again, this Colorado team and the Iowa camp, trust me, is nervous. And not only this, here we are they're in the Sweet 16. They're going to have literally thousands of fans in Albany, New York, number two. Number three, they got the darling of the game and national publicity galore in Caitlin Clark. Therein lies the rub, and here's the issue. You got the Ice Cube situation. You now got the Olympic situation. And they got, they hope, two enormous basketball games in Albany, New York, to punch their ticket to the Final Four in Cleveland next week. Huge distractions. And Clark, we've seen her. You know, she's nipping at the officials, saying the unthinkable to her father, who's telling her from the stands, "Will you play the game and stay off the officials?" And she had a four-letter response to him, which was interesting. So I don't know. I hate to say this, but I'm drawing a line through Iowa here. I don't think coming over to Albany, New York, it's going to be a happy flight home. I just don't. Got a very nervous feeling about this team, and boy, do I want to be wrong. But man, oh man, the fan base, some of the fan base, they're just in an assumptive role. Well, we're going to Cleveland, no big deal. Colorado, come on. Colorado's going to beat us? What, are you kidding me? They're a 5 seed. We're a 1 seed. I'll tell you what, I have never seen a shakier 1 seed than the Iowa Lady Hawkeyes right now. They are shaky. And I'm not trying to stir the pot. Getting a few little notes here. Stirring the pot. Not stirring the pot. I'm telling you, I got a queasy feeling about this Hawkeye team. And don't forget what we said 2 weeks ago. South Carolina Invitational. Notre Dame thinks they got a little bit of might to flex. Texas feels like they might have the defensive wherewithal and the explosive offense to, you know, pull the rollicking upset. And then, you know, Tara Vanderveer and Stanford. I mean, I've said it all week long. We keep ignoring Stanford, and all they do is win games. And they've got two dynamo players, and actually a few other players on that squad that do a nice job. All right, that's the women's wrap-up. We're going to check in with the baseball situation. We're getting ready to get over to the Garden in UConn coming up.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200.
innovativewellness.center at 515-355-3200.
All right, talking the world of sports, down the home stretch we go as we roll towards the top of the hour. And glad you're with us throughout the night and into the early hours of the morning. Again, we're going to do the author of the new Charlie Hustle book, Pete Rose. We'll also have Clayton Truder on New England college basketball. We're in Boston. It's the East Regional Semis on Thursday, the final on Saturday. About 200 miles away, 185 miles away, you've got Albany, New York, MVP Arena, and just a dynamite women's draw in Albany. I mean, Iowa, Colorado, LSU, UCLA is pretty juicy. And then you throw in, South Carolina, Indiana, Oregon State, and Notre Dame. Not too shoddy. Start times on, as we roll into Friday, on the Friday draw, you're going to have a 2:30 East. Now these are East. Oregon State, Notre Dame kicks it off at 2:30, 5 o'clock East. You're going to get South Carolina, Indiana. And then the night session, you're going to get NC State, Stanford, 7:30. And then you're going to get 10 p.m. Texas Gonzaga. Slipping into the Saturday weekend, ABC front and center will have Iowa, Colorado. That'll be at 3:30 East on Saturday. That will be preceded at 1 East by LSU, UCLA. I mean, that draw, that doubleheader on Saturday, that's as good as it gets, in my opinion, for college basketball. And it's not because they're the four best teams. It's the parity and the Clarks, the Reese, you know, the histrionics, the depth of Colorado, even the proximity of the schools, you know, Iowa, Colorado, LSU, UCLA. Well, not so much the geographical locations of the school, but more, I think, the parity, right? And Colorado being kind of an outlier there. And then Saturday, you're going to get into the night session. You're going to get Southern Cal and Baylor, which is not too bad. And then you're going to cap the night on Saturday night. And why wouldn't you, with a team with great pedigree and great history on both sides? Connecticut, men's and women. Duke, of course, this women's program has always toiled in the shadow of the men's program. But Connecticut, Duke has a lot of appeal to American Saturday. And Saturday night's not a huge TV night. It's not as bad as Friday night, but Saturday night's not a huge TV night because people are out and about doing things. But if you're around, got a pretty juicy lineup on the weekend. And then we roll into, the Sunday-Monday scenarios. All right, so the Friday people, the winners are going to go Sunday, and then maybe you have a situation on Monday in Albany where you've got an Iowa-UCLA matchup, or Iowa-LSU certainly has got some history given last year where LSU won the title and just absolutely blew Iowa out after they had beaten Iowa had South Carolina. And then, Monday you come back with what, USC-UConn? Come on. That's a bigger game almost than Iowa-UCLA, to be honest with you. And who knows? LSU might get it done. Iowa-LSU would be the juicier of the two because of the history and the controversy and the personalities at stake. But the quality of the game, I would go the other way. All right, the baseball thing today, Ohtani, 2 for his first 2, a run scored, Mookie homers, Freeman hits a bomb. Dodgers are off to a really nice start to the season. The Ohtani gambling investigation, Baseball Commissioner Manfred's out today saying what he has to say. So far, so good. He's not speculating. But the one thing he wants, and I understand this, I'm a little empathetic here. He wants this investigation to be done in light speed. He wants this in the rearview mirror. So that, that statement comes with some peril because, honestly, they're going to sit there and say, obviously you want to fast track this investigation. Are you going to do that at the expense of A, doing a proper and thorough investigation, one, and two, are you really truly investigating and talking to all the elements? I mean, look, on the surface, if it's true that Ohtani triggered the $500,000 wires to the illegal bookmaker in Southern California, that's grounds for suspension. It just is. So I think there's going to be a perception here that Ohtani's going to get a mulligan. He's just going to get a pass on this one because Major League Baseball knows. Look, they're struggling right now. I mean, they really are. I mean, I talk to, I talk to people. Do you watch baseball? Do you go to games? Yeah, I go to a few games. I like baseball. It's relaxing. But I can't sit home and watch it, you know, for full nine innings. And it's hard to do on a weeknight when people work. It just does. I mean, I don't care where you are, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. So, you know, you kind of watch it bits and pieces. The internet has been baseball's best friend. You can see a game start. You can get an update in the middle. And if you doze off and you don't see the final, you can get up in the middle of the night, or B, when you get up in the morning, or what? You can watch basically a replay of the highlights. That's how baseball in my world is consumed. It's not like you, and I might be different, I don't know, but I don't sit there night in and night out and watch nine innings of baseball. It's hard to do. It really is. Now, that being said, late night tonight, East Coast, games go quickly, orderly, you do your post-game stuff, you get your work done. Hey, you walk out of TD Bank North, you might catch the finish of the opener up in Seattle, Red Sox and the Mariners. And there was a buzz in this city today, even though the Red Sox haven't spent the money they talked about. They didn't get Jordan Montgomery. They didn't make a big splash. And lo and behold, it's the Red Sox season opener in Seattle, and it'll get a little juice here. Bruins played last night. The Celtics will feast on Atlanta and beaten by the Hawks the other night. So they got a little bit of chip on their shoulder. Tatum and Brown and company should come out and paste Atlanta in their own building. We shall see. All right, let's get to the baseball. Just, you know, some of the headlines. We're not going to sit here and dissect every game, but there's some highlights. Baltimore, I said it at the top of the show, 11-3 over the Angels. Trout went yard to get it going in the first. The Angels are going to really struggle this year. Baltimore won't. I think they're going to be legit. They've got the bullpen squared away. They can hit the baseball. Their lineup is good. Baltimore is going to be a big factor in the AL East. They're going to be a big factor in who comes out of the American League in the Fall Classic World Series. The Dodgers 7-1 today. Ohtani, let me get you official numbers on him. When I last checked, he had a walk in the 2-for-3, scored a run. Struck out once. Freeman knocked in three with the dinger. Betts, you know, played the keystone today. He played the shortstop and second base a little bit. So there you go. Betts, and he went yard, scored three, and knocked in a run with a solo home run. Pretty solid shot. Cardinals, I don't know. They're really starting to kind of trend as they also ran this year. Cincinnati made some noise, huh? 8-2 over the Nationals. Martini hits two home runs. The former Cub, he's a Crystal Lake, Illinois guy. Reds, hey, this team might be a legitimate NL Central contender. We shall see. But isn't opening day always the day where you get a little, you know, it's like anything, you over, it's like in the NFL, opening day. You win the game, hey, you know what, we're going to contend. You lose the first week in the NFL, your fan base is, you know, are already crying foul. And, you know, Debbie Downer. Baseball, listen, we got 161 more to go, but it's fun to look. Twins 4-1 over the Royals, just giving you then. Tigers, White Sox. East Coast has been drenched the last 30 hours. Brewers, Mets, no go at Citi Field. Braves, Phillies, no good. Shouldn't say no good. Braves, Phillies would be darn good, but no game postponed. So are we going to see early season doubleheaders? We shall see. But, you know, insofar as baseball is concerned, there's no avoiding it right now. The Ohtani situation needs to be addressed. And I agree with Manfred. He's yearning to get this thing done as quickly as possible. And if they're going to suspend him, what is that going to do? Well, I'll forge an opinion. If they suspend Ohtani, they've basically told and will be telling Major League Baseball fans, hey, guess what? Our game is not necessarily broken, but it's got some real issues. We've got real issues. And they might start to say, you know what? They won't use we rue the day that legalized gambling became as much of a factor as it is. But you're going to see, in my opinion, if Ohtani even sits out a, I don't know, what would be an approach? If he did, in fact, do the wires and isn't exactly telling the truth, what do you figure? 25 games he sits? You think that's gonna slow the Dodgers down? I don't think so. It may slow them down, but it's not going to polish them off. Dodgers are winning the National League West. The Dodgers are going to be in the World Series. I mean, here we are on opening night, and it's as clear as day. Now, is there a team out there capable? Sure. But if you tell me right now, over 162 games, someone's going to beat the Dodgers, I got to hear your argument. I got to hear something that makes sense. And right now, the only thing that makes sense is even if Ohtani were to sit for 25 games, and baseball puts this and gets this absolute stink bomb of a it's a scandal until otherwise. They need closure on this. They need it quickly. If this thing drags on, then it's all bets off. And I shouldn't say it that way, but then it's, you know, it's all opinions are off, because then you've got something that A, is a distraction. The media won't let go of it. They won't be talking about baseball, and it's just going to drag the whole mood. I mean, it will be an absolute downer for Major League Baseball if we have to go through the whole spring and summer dealing with this. So Manfred's an easy guy to disagree with. Commissioners, just by the very nature of their job, are easy targets. I agree with them. Get it over with. Tell the investigators to stop dancing and tiptoeing around the tulips. Get to the truth and get to it quickly. I don't care if you have to use lie detectors. Now, I watched the Ohtani 12-minute thing, Ohtani thing for 12 minutes. I came away with what I knew I was going to come away with: skepticism and doubt, because he didn't answer a single question. And the interpreter situation, I get it. And, you know, I've heard the opinion, people saying, wait a second, Ohtani's been around America how long? 7-8 years, and he's still not speaking English? Is he hiding behind the interpreter? Is he going to play a language barrier? Who knows? Who knows? But you know what? They can do us a huge favor by getting this thing done quickly. Will they? History says no, but I was glad to hear the commissioner come out and say that today. I really am. You know, and then one final thing on Kenyon Martin, the Caitlin Clark wouldn't score a point. You know what I want to say to Kenyon Martin? Kenyon, why don't you guard her? If she plays in the 3-on-3 for Ice Cube, takes the $5 million payday, Kenyon, you guard her. And you know what? You better guard her when she gets out of her newly minted Mercedes. You know why? Because she will score points in that, because she can hit 35 and 40-foot three-point shots. So this idea that she's not going to score in the league is just a stupid statement. And here we go. And Kenyon Martin probably is an hour away from saying he was misquoted, right? Isn't that what happens when you make a stupid statement? You can always, you know, your way to walk it back is, you know, I was misquoted. You know, the damn media. But I didn't say that at all. So there you go. We shall see. I, for one, thought yesterday, maybe, I don't think she's going to take the $5 million payday. I really don't. I don't think she's going to need it. It's hard to turn down $5 million. But she doesn't want to turn herself into a circus act. All right, we'll come back. We'll do the screaming and screaming, what we're watching in the world of sports. Baseball certainly going to dominate, but maybe not a Thursday and Friday when you got college basketball to break down and watch. We look forward to it. Coming back on Sports Overnight America. Keep it here.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard.
Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Let's go inside the numbers here, too. Yankees were down 4-0 to the Astros after two. The Astros hung a 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and were on cruise control until the Yanks went a little goofy. Look at the Yankee lineup today, huh? Soto, who they got from the Padres, he had a hit, knocked in a run. Judge 1-for-4, not horrible. Stanton 1-for-5. He'll probably go on the DL at some time, you know, he's imminent. Rizzo had a hit and a ribby. Volpe, a hit and a ribby. Verdugo, a hit and an RBI. You know, some new blood. They got a little juice from Soto. They got some juice from Volpe, a nice shortstop. Verdugo, who played in Boston last year, and away we go. Red Sox media guides today picked him up over at Fenway. Fenway looks very nice from the outside, not looking in on a rainy day here in Boston. And it was April 9th will be the home opener. And let me check that. I mean, the Red Sox media guide is just an annual rite of spring. They will open with Baltimore on the 9th. Marathon Day here in Boston will feature the 11:05 start at Fenway, which I love. And then Hoppington, Massachusetts, on the green, Village Green. They will start the 26 miles, 200 yards, 2014 Boston Marathon. Cleveland Guardians. What am I talking about? The Indians, horrible job out of me. Guardians and Sox on Marathon Day here in Boston. Rainy outside, inside, it's heating up. Connecticut, San Diego State, Iowa State, and Illinois, Big 10, Big 12 battle. My picks tonight. Connecticut gets it done, but it's going to be a snug game against the Aztecs. And Iowa State wins by 3 over Illinois. Enjoy it. Thanks so much. Don't forget our podcast is always available 24/7 at iHeartRadio. 24/7. Check it out. SportsOver.America. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios from Boston. Enjoy the weekend and the games here on Sports Byline.